Lovely. Right, we opened the show with Under Oath, myspace.com/Under Oath. That was the song Breathing in a New Mentality, first track of their amazing album Lost in the Sound of Separation. They're playing the Coco tomorrow night. So I'll have more information on all the old gigs, you know, going on this week, and it'll sound rad and sound more organised. But yeah, if you want to catch them, I suppose standing tickets, they've gone, mate, they have sold out. Some maybe sitting tickets may be available, but that's for your own initiatives to find out. Right, okay, we've got news coming up about Bad Religion releasing their stuff free, as it seems like the norm for everyone that it seems to do for all their live stuff. We've got gig news about Aquilae Trio announcing stuff for their new tour. We've got stuff about Every Time I Die's new video of their amazing album. Anyways, moving on, we've got stuff about Iron Maiden's new album, details about that. We've also got stuff about Kiss. So speaking of Kiss, we might as well actually do this story now, because after Under Oath we had Kiss. Myspace.com/Kiss, that was Crazy Crazy Nights of their greatest hits album. Gravy. Okay. As you people may have known, because we were talking about it, Kiss played a quite intimate gig at the Islington Academy a couple of weeks back. Actually, last week or whatever. Yeah, it was in the past tense. We'll use it as past tense, whatever. Neatly tied in there. Okay, well, that was As I Lay Dying with An Ocean Between Us. The song itself, An Ocean Between Us, basically. Simple to say, gets it over and done with. News time. Before I get drowned out by this bed. Anyways, how are you doing, Alex?
Yeah, I'm good. Pretty tired, but other than that, it's all good.
Right, okay, let's do some news. Anyways, we're going to move on to stuff about Bad Religion, as I said, as we open the show. And basically, they're going to be giving away a live album completely, basically free of charge, for all those who sign up to their main list. And so basically, as Bad Religion have been around for like 30 years, doesn't seem like it's been that long, but actually, they have been around for actually that long. And as it's basically they're saying it's a thank you for all the people who have been through, you know, all the sweet mayhem and stuff like that. So they're going to be recording a live album throughout their spring tour. And hopefully, if they do it right, then it should be good. By the way, for all those Under Oath fans who are going to the gig on Thursday, they are going to be recording that gig live. And then it will post it up on as a download directly online, hopefully within that week. So, you lucky so-and-sos. I wish I really had got a ticket from the Under Oath gig and then be able to have, you know, possibly heard in the background at some point during the songs, just going,
yeah, I love you, Adam Gillespie, you're so fine as a ginger!
Yeah, okay, well, yeah, just to prove that, you know, at least one ginger on this planet has a soul, and that's Adam Gillespie, so some irony, but, you know, it makes it so much more for a while. Right, okay, as I said, Iron Maiden are going to get, I've announced more details for album number 15, you know. Woo! 15 albums, you know. Good on Iron Maiden. God, can't live without them. Right, okay, as I said on their website, which is ironmaiden.com, they've released that it's going to be called The Final Frontier, and it's going to be preceded by, after they've released The Final Frontier, they're going to do a US tour with Dream Theater before they hit Sonosphere, and they do other festivals around Europe in August. Nice album title, but by saying stuff like Final Frontier,
sounds kind of like the end.
Yeah, I was like, Bruce, are you trying to tell me something here? Is there something that we don't know?
It can't be, though. It can't be.
Final Frontier, I mean, oh dear. Too many Final Frontiers, honestly. Right, okay. Going on to stuff about Smashing Pumpkins. We were saying earlier, around about sometime last year, basically saying that Smashing Pumpkins are going to be releasing away basically the whole studio lot of free recordings, studio recordings one at a time via the internet on their website. So they made the third download so far from their Tear Garden by Kaleidoscope series, which is basically a weird name for it, but it sounds quite cool when you say it as well. So good mix between the two. So if you head over to smashingpumpkins.com, you can download their latest song, which is A Stitch in Time, and it's a good song. So Smashing Pumpkins, just because they're releasing stuff for free doesn't mean they're holding back on production wise. They actually are doing pretty well.